Well, welcome everybody. Happy Wednesday morning. Darren Saul here from Suspended Animation's Playing with Perspective podcast. It's episode 40, so very, very happy about that. And appreciate all the following and audience. Now, I've got a great show and a fantastic guest. I'm very humbled to have a huge name in business and branding, and his name is Steve Brossman. So for everybody who doesn't know Steve, Steve Brossman is a multi-Amazon best-selling author, former TV show host and producer, and has created several six- and seven-figure multinational businesses, including selling 4 million plastic bums into 26 countries. I'm going to have to ask you about that, Steve.
Oh, that's something to be proud of, isn't it?
For over a decade, Steve has been with clients, taking them from obscure to being the leader in their market by helping them create their own U factor. So that's what we're going to be chatting about today, the need for it and how to create it. So welcome, Steve.
Hey, Darren. It's to have your main claim to fame in life selling 4 million plastic bums. I mean, that's something that everybody aspires to, isn't it?
Absolutely. Tell me more about that. What does that mean? Tell me more about that.
Well, it was a major diversion from where I was. I'd spent many years in the health and fitness industry, and I'd created some programs and franchised them around the world. And it was just one day I saw a lady throw a cigarette butt out the window of a car, and I thought, how dare you? I was about to pick it up and throw it back inside, and I saw she was dressed in a nylon dress, and I thought, okay, she's going to go up in flames and I'm going to go to jail. That's not going to happen. And then it's like when you switch on, you see the red car everywhere after you buy one. It's like, well, I saw cigarette butts everywhere and I had to do something about it. And I said to a buddy, I said, mate, we've got to do something about that. And I thought I'd created the first ever personal ashtray. And he said, no, look, they've been around for years. I said, why don't people use them? Then one night, which is my best thinking, I woke up between 2 and 3 and I thought, but, cigarette butt, human butt. And why don't I build a personal ashtray? Because I thought that was a logical solution, and put a bum on it. And so what I did, I've got one here.
That's fantastic. Now,
it's called the Butts Out. And all of the marketing principles that I had grown up with and that I'm now still teaching, I used to create this. And hence, we sold 4 million into 26 countries and won international environmental awards, all on the back of a plastic bum. And mind you, it was fire resistant, so it didn't just melt in people's pockets. So that's the story. It's a, it certainly taught me a lot. I learned a lot, and it stands me a good stead to be able to help other people with their business.
Awesome. And obviously, you've been doing this a long time. You've been in business and branding and marketing for a long time. You've done lots of different things. You've written books. You've produced TV shows. My God, you're a busy bloke.
I feel like listening to what you say, I feel like I'm about 105, but yeah, or I started business when I was 3. And the funny thing is, well, I guess it's funny now, I actually got into major business through an accident. I was training for the Olympics and crushed 3 discs in my back. And it was then that I fell in love with the fitness industry when it was really booming back in the early 80s. And I thought, hell, I could do this. I opened up a health club, and then I thought, oh, I probably should learn something about getting more people in the front door, because just because you build it, they don't come. Wow. And that's when I actually fell in love with marketing. I bought a program and bought some great information and just studied it and devoured it. And I realized way back then that to be successful, you had to be different. Don't just do the same as everybody else. And my first book was Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Aside, which I actually wanted to call it Be Different or Bugger Off, but my wife, who's an Amazon guru, wouldn't let me in. And that's basically what I did from the early 80s in my health club to everything else that I've been doing in my businesses and with my clients. It is really what, and right now, what is your U factor that is different, and how do you communicate it in a way so everybody gets it?
Gotcha. Because everybody's talking about that now. Authenticity, your online personal brand. Why is this so important? Why is your U factor and your authenticity so important these days? It's a loaded question.
because it's so bloody crowded out there. It's got worse even in the last several months because, yeah, you've heard it, I've heard it, I'm over it. Everybody's saying you got to pivot and get online. You got to pivot and get online. So all the people that were never really online or had to be online before have gone online.
Right.
And they've made it even more crowded. And what I have on my shelf, which is, yeah, you probably know that this is a fake studio behind me. On my shelf behind me, there's a couple of brown boxes, and I talk about the brown box syndrome. And that's when people may be really, really good at what they do, but it's not until you unwrap the box that you find out what's in it. There could be gold in there, but if you call yourself and position yourself the same as everybody else, if you're a trainer, a coach, a consultant, an accountant, a mortgage broker, if you're positioned and packaged the same as everybody else, you're a brown box.
Yep.
And you are not going to get found. It's a matter of, okay, what is it that you're doing that's different? Yep. How do you really deliver your product services to people in a way that is you? Perfect. And that is what people are buying. They're not buying the traditional. They're buying how you change their life or their business. And when you create that and communicate that in a compelling way, that's how you stand out.
Absolutely. And I heard something this morning. I was listening to another guy, fantastic guy called Chris Ducker, English guy.
Yes.
You might know him.
Yeah, I know
he
Chris.
He said, as soon as you are authentic and brand yourself as you, nobody can ever copy you. Nobody can ever do it the same as you. You are in a race of your own. And I love that because it means so much.
Yeah. Well, you better be you because everybody else is taken.
That's right. I know. Oscar Wilde, I think, said that.
And another great man, Seth Godin, said it is better to be different than better, cheaper, or faster.
Yep.
Because everybody else can say, I'm better than you, or I'm faster than you, or I do this. Yeah. But they can't say that you're you. And that's one of the first things, yeah, in the online you factor. Yeah, we've got a 10-day program coming up real soon. We've built it around the four C's. And the first C is actually clarity. Right. Because most people don't know who they are. They don't really, unless they do the traditional, who is your target market? They go through all the traditional cookie cutter, who is your target market? Yep. But they don't uncover what their real needs are and what they're really buying. And that's the first thing. Clarity around who you are, clarity around who they are,
yep.
And then clarity around the message. And then when you understand that, you must do it authentically because otherwise it just misses the target. And when you communicate you, that's the big thing. And that actually is the foundation for everything else that goes through the program. And the foundation, as a lot of people say, is the foundation for your business and marketing.
Gotcha. And obviously that's going to change in your journey because you have to keep, adapting to the needs of your audience and your market. So does that,
totally.
Does that change it? But you're you, your authenticity.
It's always changing. I'm still wondering what I'm going to be when I grow up.
Love it.
It is. And what I was doing a few months ago, which was working then,
yeah.
I've needed to evolve and say, well, what are the real new needs of the market?
Yeah.
It's the new needs that people need right now. And how do you deliver or repackage your products and services, and how do you need to communicate with them now? And that's why I had no intention of doing this program. It's something that I taught and I teach within my own clients, but it's like I just saw such a demand, and a lot of my friends were digital marketers and say, oh Steve, we're just so busy helping people get online. We're building their sales funnels. We're building their shopping carts and all of these sorts of things. I said, well, what are you doing to help them connect? What are you doing to help them communicate and use videos? I said, well, we're not.
Gotcha.
I said, well, it doesn't matter if the whole lead generation and product prospect flow gets to the point where you're going to connect with them and communicate. And videos is the best and fastest way to communicate with them. Look what we're doing now. We're having a live video chat. Yeah. It doesn't matter how many leads, but if you suck in the middle,
yeah.
They're just going to fall away. If they don't connect with you, then they're not going to go to the next step. And it really is a missing link that I thought, well, I've got to get out and do something about it. It's things that I've been doing and coaching. Look, Pam and I, we created Australia's first ever online, first ever video marketing course.
Wow.
Back in 2009.
Wow.
Okay. Stuff that we've been doing for ages. And I thought, well, you know what? I've got to get back out and help these people because they could be paying for a flood of traffic that stops.
Yes, exactly.
And that I can't let that happen.
So you jumped on video when it was quite in its infancy and you kind of foresaw the takeoff of video back in that time.
Yeah, well, as you touched on earlier, I was fortunate that I had a fairly extensive in and out of television for well over 20 years. And a lot of it was in kids' TV.
All right.
And I got to host and produce my own show on Channel 9 and executive producer for Warner Brothers. So I've been in and around the camera for quite some time. And in fact, I used videos in my business way back in 84, the old VHS tape, sending stuff out when I created a seniors exercise program that went out. And I've been using videos somewhere along the line to grow my business and my own personal brand since 84. So when the internet and videos collided, it was like, hallelujah. It was time to use a lot of the stuff, and I'd been coaching marketing for some time as well, so it all fell together and I was certainly well positioned to jump on it and help people with it.
Fantastic. And now, you know, in this time people are using Zoom to the nth degree, and you know that technology is here and we're all absolutely inundated with video on social media, and it's so powerful. It's such a powerful medium that I can't stress that enough. I think that's so true.
Yeah, I guess the good, I'm looking for my phone here, and I was just going to hold up. This is all you need, the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
These days, the quality of the phone video, and you need a good microphone, external microphone to go with it, but the quality of that is far in excess of what we were teaching with big cameras back in the early days of video marketing. So there's no excuse for not getting in front of the camera except for one. And it's not an excuse, and I'll go through some of the stuff that we're going to teach, but most people say, I'm scared of getting in front of the camera.
Yes.
No, that's not right.
Right.
They're scared of watching themselves back.
I like that. That's true.
It's not scared of getting in front. You can sit in front of a camera and you can talk to the cows come home long as you don't have to watch yourself.
That's right.
And so one of the things
is what everybody else is going to think. As well.
Yeah, correct. So we turn that around because a lot of people think it's in your head, but it's not. It's physiological, not psychological.
Right.
Because we look at ourselves in the mirror and our brain thinks that we're a mirror image of ourselves because that's what we see all day.
Yeah.
When we see ourselves back through the camera, we see the other version of ourselves. The brain does not like it. It says, we look terrible. We could be the best looking person in the world and we'll still say we look terrible because it's not the image we're used to.
Interesting. Very interesting.
It is. And when you turn that around, as well as your voice, because sound is a compression wave and it travels different from through liquid and solid, which is inside here.
Right.
We hear it inside as well as outside. Uh-huh. So what we're hearing is distorted, but what we're hearing back through, you know, the speakers and everything is the true sound. And we think, well, that's not me. Well, it is. Get over it.
Yep.
So we take them through a fairly simple exercise. It takes less than an hour and it switches the brain around. Say, you know what? That's me. I'm comfortable. I can move forward. And when they do that, videos in their life changes.
Fantastic. So I'd love to take a step back and get to know, how can we best identify our U factor? And then once we've done that, how do we sell it?
Cool. Okay. I talk about the authority DNA.
Great.
Okay. Distinctive, as in of quality. So you've got to look for what are the best qualities that you do to help good people and the quality people you want to attract. N is noticeable. You need to be different.
Right.
Okay. Don't call yourself the same as everybody else. And attractive is specifically attractive to your target market.
Perfect.
So you could have all of these wonderful facts and features that are okay over here, but it's your you factor specific to the people that you want to attract.
Gotcha.
Now, to uncover that, one of the best things to do is, what are the three best outcomes you have delivered for your three best clients recently?
Okay.
Because people really don't buy you.
Yep.
They don't really buy what you do. They buy the outcome. They buy two things: the outcome you deliver and the feeling that they get before, during, and after working with you.
Very true.
That's the two crucial things that most people don't get. It's like, well, here's all my qualifications. They should come by. That's me.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not your qualifications. It's how you use them to deliver. So once you've worked out what your deliverables are, then it's a matter of, how can I package that into me and my title?
Gotcha.
And my statement of how I work with people to deliver the outcome. So that's the first thing is, you've got you, you've got your clients, and the communication bridge in between is the gold. And that could be coal, yep. It could be slow burning, ugly, but it gets there in the end.
Yep.
Or it could be diamonds,
right?
Yep. Which is highly attractive, highly valued, and fairly indestructible, which is what you want people to think of you. But guess what?
What?
They're both carbon.
Love it.
Coal and diamonds are both carbon. One's just had a little bit of heat and pressure put on it.
Yep.
Which is what you do to your communication. It's like, yeah, okay, how do we do this? Well, uncover what it is and then package it in a way that somebody looks at it and think, wow, that's gold, or that's diamonds. That's what I want. And that is basically the foundation of your you factor.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's the deliverables. The other one is, how do I communicate it in a way that people actually want to hang with me?
Yeah. And then obviously that's about using all the different mediums we have available, our marketing strategies, and even something you said to me, which was fantastic. And it stuck in my head, that you said, just changing your title or the way you brand yourself from a something to the something is already huge. And I thought, that was how interesting. All you're doing is changing one word, but you're changing the perception dramatically.
Yeah, so if you go from, look, people could title me as a business coach.
Yeah.
That's part of what I do. But I've gone from an A business coach or a video marketer to the authority catalyst.
Yes.
Now, in my title is, the catalyst helps speed up chemical reactions. It speeds up things. So basically, I help people speed up becoming an authority and communicate it out there in the public. So when you go from an A to a the, it makes a massive difference.
Absolutely. I mean, and again, it's all, you know, marketing and branding is all perception as well as, you know, execution, but the authenticity and the experience has to be there.
It really does. And you go through the first part, and we've done a couple of the C's already, and it just makes a massive difference. I try to simplify things for people. So if you have clarity on who you are and how you help people and who your people are, that's good. That's the foundation. Right. We've talked about confidence of getting in front of the camera, because once you get in front of the camera, well, once you've got clarity around what you're saying, makes a difference.
That's right.
Then you've got the confidence to be able to get it out there. The next thing is to connect with the people, not just preach a whole heap of content out there and talk at the people, but really just connect. I would rather have 100 good quality views on a video where people really connected than a million nobodies that are just clicking and liking and making me feel good because I got a million views.
Absolutely.
It's the connection factor. And that is, when you're doing that, is, how do I want people to feel while they're watching this? How do I want them to feel while we're talking? That is the big thing, because there was actually a study from Michigan Uni that basically said, people don't buy what you do. They don't buy your products or services. Yeah. They buy how it makes them feel before, during, and after.
Definitely.
And that's the biggest thing. You're up to 40. Congratulations. 40 on your session. So you're obviously doing the right thing, getting good people on, but making people feel that you care by delivering great information. So Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, man. I have a lot of fun with these and I learn so much, you know. I've learned so much already in these last 10, 15 minutes. You know, it's incredible what I learned from all these guests. So, you know, I'm happy to have as many as I can. So I'd love to hear more about how you actually go through that process with your customers, you know, or your program. Tell us a bit more about how that works.
Yeah. It's very simple because the people, well, I guess just about everybody out here that's watching this are watching it because they're committed to bettering themselves. They're good at what they do and they're always learning and wanting to learn information. So when they're really good at what they do, they focus on what they do.
Yep.
And they just look at other people around them and communicate it the way that everybody else does. Over 30 odd years of doing this, I've developed a way to be able to uncover and find the one way that people are different. It might be in their qualification. It might be in their experience. It might be something that they've done. For example, and I'll give a couple of examples so your listeners may be able to think, oh, I could do that.
Fantastic.
One of my great people who was in the property area, he'd actually climbed a base camp.
Right, wow.
And so with one of the things that he was doing, we created the Base Camp Property Club, where people were going up different levels. We took them on the journey up Everest and they got to different levels by the different things that they did.
Yep.
So that was his uniqueness. Instead of saying, hey, I'm a buyer's agent or hey, I'm a this, it was I'm the creator of.
Gotcha.
One of the best ways to really stand out is to create your way of doing things, whether it's your system, your framework, I call them blueprints.
Yep.
So once you've done that and given it a title, you're the creator of that.
Yes.
Let's go one into the health, allied health space, a dentist.
Yep.
He was working with people in the older population whose teeth started breaking, etc. And we created a program that systematically repaired all the things before they broke down. And we called them the Teeth for Life program.
Oh, I love it.
So he became the creator of the Teeth for Life program, which made him stand out. So there's so many different ways to uncover, but it's all based around the outcomes that you deliver first, not who you are.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And I'd love to hear more. I'm always fascinated about ex-athletes and ex-military people in this. Because I think there's a real set of philosophies and discipline that athletes and ex-military people can apply or do apply to business when they're working as entrepreneurs, and they always seem to succeed. So I'd love to get your take on that, being an ex-athlete.
Absolutely. If I had a choice with people with exactly the same qualifications, experience, and background, one was a competitive sports person or a previously competitive sports person and the other wasn't, they might have just been a social something, then I would always hire the somebody who was a competitive sports person because they hate to lose. And I would like them working for me hating to lose. They would always find a way to do the extra, to excel. Now, if you've gone to the high levels, then you know what it's like. And there's a little saying that I have here: every day I go to work, I compete.
Yep, very true.
And it's not against anyone else.
That's right. It's against yourself.
It's always, what is it that I have to do to be better? And in my book, Exceed, which is how to exceed, well, the six principles to exceed your own personal and professional expectations. It's those six principles that I actually was doing all my life, but didn't realize until I sat down to write the book. And one of them is, what is it that you could do each day to do more than is expected?
Wow. And
on the other side of the coin, I'm working with some great military people. And the thing with them is precision, systems, and execution.
Yeah. It's relentless execution. It's relentless discipline.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
Because they know if they don't do their job properly, somebody else's life could be at stake.
That's true. Yep.
I mean, that's pretty powerful. It's like, well, if I don't do this and if I don't fix the truck properly, if I don't fix the ammunition properly, if I don't fix the, you know, pack the parachute properly, oh, you know, I'm having a bad day today. Who gives a damn? Clunk. Wow. Well, I guess that person did.
Wow, absolutely. That's phenomenal.
So they're very good people to work with as well, because pretty well you can count on them.
Absolutely. Wow. Fantastic. And in terms of, organizations that you work with or people that you work with, do you specifically have a niche or do you work with anybody? You have a sweet spot?
I do have a sweet spot, and basically I hate anybody who says I work with anybody. However, the anybodies that I work with are the people that get it.
Yep.
And are prepared to take that next step to stand out, which is a small percentage.
Yep.
The best results I get with are those who do sell the invisible. They're selling their knowledge, their skills, or their expertise. And that's really hard for them to package and articulate. So that's one of the areas where I excel at and show them a way to, A, position themselves, to package it up in a way that people say, I want that package. I want that. I see great value in that. And then communicate it with what I call the blueprint.
Yep.
And it's a visual way of representing, here is my system for delivering results. So when they're actually selling the system, they get away from selling themselves, because yes, most professionals hate selling themselves. They could help, they could do everything, and when it gets time to, well, yeah, do you want to buy now? Type
yep.
of thing.
Yep.
It's me, it's personal. Yeah, I'm good, buy me.
Exactly.
Versus, hey, we've got this great system. Does this make sense? We put this system into your business.
Yep.
And their stress factor goes down and their conversion rates go through the roof. So in one way, that is one of the best ways that I help people.
Yep.
On the other side of the coin, there are people in the service and products that I work with to help integrate videos into their whole sales process.
Great. Yep.
And that certainly helps them as well.
I love it. So you're obviously very big on video. That's a really big point, a passion for you in business.
Well, video will vanish, really.
I love it. There's a guy that I follow in America. His name is Marcus Sheridan. You know Marcus Sheridan?
I've heard the name. I haven't really delved into too much of what he does.
Fantastic guy. And he started his career as a pool construction business, with a group of friends. And during a certain time, everything went absolutely down the drain because it was recessions or depressions and nobody was buying anything, especially not pools. And he started to study social media and in particular video, and he became known as the video guy. And he has a whole program or concept that he calls, just trying to think of what he calls it. Can't think of anywhere. But anyway, worth checking out, Marcus Sheridan. And he promotes video, using video in the entire sales process from A to Z, because you have different videos that serve different parts of the process, as well as on your website, and even next to things like a form where people are always scared to fill out a form. He says, put a video there and say, this is what will happen when you fill out this form. So he's using video almost as a pre-sales technique and an overcoming objections technique. So you don't even have to do the hard close because the videos are helping you along the way. So I think video is phenomenal.
I love that. No, there's two points on that. In fact, it's so funny that when Pam and I first started in the video marketing space, I thought, oh, there's got to be about 30 or 40 different ways. We should put a book out, the 30 ways to use videos in your business. So we went out for lunch, and two glasses of wine later, we had 74 different ways, and we put the book out, 74 ways to use videos in your business.
Wow.
But on the other side, which is absolutely perfect, videos, and I now call them direct communication videos, which less than 5% of people out there that even are using videos now don't use this type of video.
All right, yeah.
It's a me to you video. And it's the fastest way to knock out your competition straight away. It's a me to you video, and they are so powerful. It's all part of what I call the 36-minute sales funnel that I've built to show people how to use videos and connect with people and get them from curious to clients in 36 minutes. But I'll take you through a very quick scenario.
Sure.
And a client he took about brown boxes. He sold boxes of glass and nuts and bolts, basically glass pool fencing and balustrades. Yeah. That's very competitive. And he was competing against Bunnings, et cetera. So we went through the process, repositioned. Instead of do it yourself, we called him self-installation and then leaders in self-installation. Right. Of course, it was titled a different way. Yeah. And put videos through there so that when everybody bought something, there would be a corresponding video to show them how to use it. So they could be out by the pool deck watching their phone and building it. So they had a complete library of video support. When an inquiry came in, they were probably inquiring with them and Bunnings and the other hardware store down the road. They got a pseudo personal video straight back. Hey, Jason here from Exact Glass. Really great to see you call through. Oh, Paul's working on your proposal straight away. It'll be out to you in the next 48 hours. Oh, by the way, while you're here, have a look around and we'll show you some of the extra services we've got for you. And it would show a range of the different videos of building things, et cetera. It was like,
incredible. Oh, that's
fantastic. And then incredible. The video, the proposal would go over. The sales guy, and fortunately they were both named Paul, the sales guy would say, hey, it's Paul here. You've got your proposal. I'm going to give you a call in the next 24 hours to answer any questions and go over the next steps.
Wow.
Bang. What else? And then within the proposal, like you're saying, instead of two pages of nuts and bolts and a price, yep, there were some nice pictures, there were some testimonials, and there's a video. Hey, here's your proposal. Here's some of the things we've got in it. Don't forget, you've got your online support. Done. After 4 weeks of implementing that, they sold a month's worth of sales in 9 days. Smashed it.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. I mean, I love that. And I just remembered Marcus Sheridan's blueprint is called They Ask, You Answer. And basically, what he's done is he said, anything that anybody has ever asked me in the past, I've answered in a video.
Yep.
And that's all he's done. And he's implemented the video strategy into every part of the process, like you're saying. Even in the proposal process, you might overcome some potential objections. Yep. You might, have a soft introduction video. You might even have a video of showing you around, you know, more like a documentary style. Here's the showroom. Here's what.
Yep. Yep.
Anything's possible. So video is, to me, is the latest, the newest frontier.
I mean, excuse me. Sorry. And I am safe. It's so interesting. In 2008, 2009, Pam and I were just saying video is the communication currency of the future. And we just kept pushing people and pushing people. It's like, you've got to be using it. Well, now, if you're not using it, you really are going to get left behind.
Definitely, definitely. Like if I see a website without a video, I feel it's lacking something. You know, I'm looking for the video. And in particular, I need the video of the owner of the company, of the brand, the personal. I want him or her. I want to see who they are. I want to feel their energy. I want to feel their philosophy. And I can connect with them.
Yeah. That was the word I was about to say, because it's that connection now. Yep. And videos are so much more important because of isolation, because we don't have that connection. The minute somebody has a video that's talking to you, you start getting that connection. You just said, I'd like to see a video on the front page. And it's not just a tour of the office. It's not just a tour of the factory. Yeah. It's somebody talking to me. Yep. And saying, hey, great to see you here. We've got these things. You're in safe hands. We're going to look after you.
Yep. It's personalized. That's the key. It's personal.
That's the biggest thing. And that connection, and you know what I showed you or told you about the glass pool fencing guys, that they created the relationship the minute somebody clicked on their website and was like, oh, a pop-up, a video.
Yeah,
yeah. I've got one in my inbox. I've got one from the sales guy. I've got one in the proposal. It's creating a relationship with somebody, and that's hard to break unless there's a damn good reason.
Definitely. I love it. Fantastic. So, I mean, it just goes to show you how important video is even in the creating of the you factor that we talk about so much. You know, there's other ways to do it, but that's just another one. But if you were going to leave us with a couple of tips, I always ask everybody at the end just to leave us with a couple of things that just come to your head just like that we haven't prepared for helping people really identify their you factor and be successful in business. What would you say?
Well, the first thing is to go back and have a look at the people you have helped, because they're obviously paying you money for what you're good at.
Yep.
That's the first thing. And have a look at how you make them feel. When you know those two things, and if you're potentially scared of getting out there or getting in front of the camera, it's just shoot a couple of videos and just keep watching them over and over again. You don't have to put them anywhere. Look at how you're connecting through the camera, through the phone, and just get comfortable with doing it. Because, oh, here's a quick test. If when we were allowed to get into groups, you walked into a group, and the minute that you walked into the room, nobody looked at you and ran out thinking, oh, I can't be near this person. Yeah. Or the minute that you opened your mouth and everybody didn't run away, then you're okay to get on camera.
I love it.
Because if you can walk into a room and nobody runs away, then you are okay to get on in front of the camera, because that is the person that your friends and colleagues know, like, and trust. You don't have to be anybody different. Yep. You just have to do it and get it up and get it out there. And that's the big thing, is you just have to be you and then work out who that is and how you have to talk to your people. And that's all it is. You talk to them, not present at them.
Yep. And what's your take on obviously playing to your strengths, you know, in identifying your U factor, you know, play to your strengths, you know, do what you do best. Don't try and, you know, improve on something you don't do so well.
Yes, with a small caveat on it.
Yeah, great.
And that's only because that black hole called the lens,
yep,
it sucks the personality out of you.
Right.
So if you think that I'm just going to be on one side of the camera and it's okay to get through the other side, that's why you have to watch it. And the number of times, and I keep slipping back into it, and I just think, oh yeah, I'm really doing connecting with the people. And then I look at it back and say, you know what? I really could have put a little bit more energy into it. I could have done something else. You will need to put more on one side of the camera to get it through to the other side. And that's why we go through the process of shoot, watch, 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 shoot, watch, watch, watch before you actually get it out. And then you'll lift it up there. But again, it's only a magnification of who you are.
Perfect.
You don't have to change you don't have to change personalities. You just have to magnify it that little bit. And that for some people is uncomfortable, but it's a really easy process.
Yeah. And I can see you are very good at looking directly straight into the camera, which is something that, another thing that really connects with the audience.
And it's hard.
It is, yeah.
It's hard. You know, I'm sitting here and I'd rather just look at you because that's who I'm talking to.
Exactly.
But you know, if I'm looking at you, I'm not looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, that's just practice. And I'm just looking up at this little square rectangular thing that's sitting on top of my computer, talking to it, feeling silly. No, I'm not. But it's practice, because if I need to connect with you,
yes,
and by connecting with you, I'm connecting with all of your people, then I have to know what I have to do.
Definitely.
And it's being told and then just practicing it.
Absolutely. Well, that's very, very good advice. Absolutely. And so, Steve, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, if they want to jump on and have a quick look at the U Factor program, which launches on the 15th of this month. So we're taking enrollments right now. And it's a great program. They've got 3 days of learning. They've got videos and worksheets and everything to do. And then I'm taking them through 7 days live, an hour a day for 7 days on how to overcome your fears of the camera, scripting, presenting, where to put them, what to do, all of those sorts of things. So they just go to stevebrossman.com and then it's just /you, Y-O-U.
Beautiful. And I'm going to put that link in the notes for you as well.
Yeah. And if they just want to ask me a question, which more than happy, even if it's after the 15th or whatever, if they just go to steve@stevebrossman.com, ask me a question, I'll answer them all personally.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Steve, well, look, I really appreciate that. That was enlightening. I've learned a lot as always. And I hope that all the audience out there has really gained some more insight into how to make yourself authentic, marketable, create and identify your you, and then be able to execute and sell that you to bring you business results.
So, fantastic. Thanks, Joe. And congratulations on your 40 episodes and, here's to another 40 plus more.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for joining us. And for everybody out there, We'll see you very, very soon for episode 41. Thanks again, Steve.
Cheers.
Cheers.